soldier from Flanders he traveled of late, and here in the city of London did lie, and happened to meet with Bonnie Brisk Kate, a lass with a delicate rolling eye. She chucked the soldier under the chin, she being youthful, brisk, and airy, and said, "If thou wilt my favor win, then come, boy, let's be merry. Come, boy, beat upon my drum, boy. Fain would I see how thou canst tabor. Do what he can, honest John, like a man, and I'll reward you for your labor. I never could tabor a drum, I declare, though long I have marched in Flanders, in Spain. A musket I still on my shoulders did bear, whenever I followed the warlike train." The damsel immediately thus replied, "If thou art a soldier, draw out thy rapier. Thy courage and valor with me shall be tried. Draw, then draw, I'll make you caper. Draw, boy, tit against the law, boy. For if I do but once come near you, 'tis my delight for to fight, though by night. Come on, brave soldier, I'll not fear you." He drew out his rapier and to her did run. As soon as she saw it, young Kate got a fall. But yet there, alas, was no prejudice done. She still for a closer encounter did call. Just when he thought he had gotten the day, her courage and strength did still grow stronger, so that she still showed him delicate play, till he could strive no longer. Thus was he conquered by a beauty. She got the day, as they say, in the fray, and thought that she'd make him know his duty. She got the day, as they say, in the fray, and thought that she'd make him know his duty. She turned to the soldier and gave him a smile, and said, "Was you e'er so beaten before? I am not like those that will parley while, but conquer without any cannons that roar." At this the soldier was straight in a rage, resolving his forces again to rally, that he with young beautiful Kate might engage. In vain it was to dally. Dally, never would he dally, nor would he yield on no condition. She held him toot, he did shoot the dispute out while he spent his ammunition. Now his bandoliers being empty at last, so that he no longer could stand the field, he would have been running, but she held him fast, so that he was forced to submit and yield. Though often he fought in the field of Mars, where cannons had roared like claps of thunder, at length by a beautiful country lass he was subdued and soon brought under. is common. Those that have fought many enemies.